Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
We're now moving into health on Mind Food Radio, and Michael, it's total life health.
That's right. I'd like to welcome to the show Sharmila. Hi, Sharmila.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. Now, you're the author of a new book called Total Life Diet. That's a wonderful name for a book. What does it actually mean?
Okay, Michael, the Total Life Diet is based on a complete diet and lifestyle program that I've developed and I've been running for the last 9 years. My primary objective has always been to help my clients achieve their health and weight loss goals, and my clients have had extraordinary results, so I wrote this book to share my program with everyone.
So what sort of things do they undertake in the program?
So I start off with the basics of a healthy, balanced diet. So Michael, you may know that many people are confused about a healthy, balanced diet. So I help to sort out the confusion with that. So for example, many people don't realize that fruit and low-fat dairy products and legumes are carbohydrate foods. So a slice of bread is no different to an apple. So that's quite important. And then I also spend a lot of time with food quantities. Now, I would go so far as to say that food quantities are vital, because if someone eats too much of a healthy food, you can still gain weight.
And how important is the exercise component in the total life diet?
Okay, exercise is important. It's important for everyone. So whether someone is 20 years old or whether they're 80 years old, exercise is important for good health. But I would say that the diet is the main feature. The most important part of a healthy lifestyle is a good diet.
Now, before you started in private practice, you were actually employed in the public health system. Now, did that drive you in terms of what you saw there and your experience in nutrition and health, having worked as a clinical dietitian, to create what you've done?
Absolutely, Michael. I felt that I could be of more help out in the community, helping to prevent people going into hospital in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me, in terms of the clients that you're seeing, are they, you know, really overweight, or are they people that just want a healthier lifestyle?
Okay, I see all kinds of people in my practice. So some might just be a little bit overweight. Many people have pre-diabetes, which is borderline diabetes. Many have diabetes. Some have high cholesterol levels or high triglyceride levels. So I see quite a range of people. But the main areas I work in are prevention and management of diabetes and heart disease and weight control.
Mm.
My diet is quite different to everything else, Michael. So it's a healthy lifestyle that people can follow for the rest of their lives.
Mm.
So it's just changing one's eating habits. And once you understand the basics, you just follow it for the rest of your life. And it's easy. Honestly, it's really easy.
But how long does it take to kind of move those perhaps bad eating habits?
I would say a few weeks. I initially have a long initial consult, and then I usually see people every fortnight.
Yeah.
And in a few weeks, we cover the basic concepts.
Mm.
And so it takes, and see, a lot of what I do is about making changes or substitutions.
Yeah.
So if we don't entirely take something out and then leave someone with nothing, we come up with a healthy substitute in its place.
So you know how you referred to breakfast, you know, there was sort of eggs and toast, and then perhaps another one is cereal and yogurt. I've got to say, for me personally, breakfast is the tough one, because, you know, I would have that, and perhaps the third breakfast I might have, you know, on the third day might be, say, tomato and avocado on toast. But I find, other than that, what else can you have for breakfast to kind of get the engines running for the day?
Okay, lots of options. So we talked about the cereal and the yogurt.
Yes.
The omega-3 eggs on toast, even baked beans on toast.
Yes.
Low-fat cheese on toast.
Well, I love cheese on toast, yeah.
Yep, low-fat, that's important though.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone is really in a hurry, they could even have something like Up and Go. Even a cup of milk with 2 teaspoons of Milo or Ovaltine in it.
I've had a couple of those Up and Goes. I feel terrible when I have those.
Do you?
It's
why?
Like, I just think, I am so lazy. I used to sit and have breakfast. Now I'm drinking and driving and having breakfast. Like, what the hell's happened?
Yeah, you're multi-skilling.
That's absolutely fine, Michael. In our busy world, we have to take advantage of what I call healthy convenience foods.
Yes. Sharmila, that's been
interesting.
It's really interesting. I wish you all the best for your new book, Total Life Diet. It's great to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Michael.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.